Hi.
Hello.
My name is Lewis, and this is... This... What? No. Shh. Quiet. Are you guys... Hello, you're disrupting the crowd. Sit.
Who's... What?
I don't know. They're standing. Anyway.
I think it's disrupting you.
You guys are here because of probably her and not me. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Go first.
I'm Jamie Dolan, that Wonder Woman.
I am Emily Barrington, a.k.a. Quinderella.
Woohoo!
Now I'm expecting something big. I'm Lewis Perry. And we are collectively the Angry Geek Show, and we welcome you to Rhode Island Comic Con 2022. And this is us live, so I hope you guys are here to have some fun tonight. But I want to welcome one of our sponsors is here tonight, Cares a Lot Confections. Carolyn, you want to stand up and say hi? And she makes amazing cakes that I can't eat.
And pies and cookies and... Yeah, confections.
Yes, and so you can see her ad and listen to her ad every week on our show. And you feel free to contact her right now through the holiday season and get your pie orders in now. And you can just wait until you see what she made.
Yeah, you feel guilty actually eating these things because they're too pretty.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, wait till you see what she made for Robert Patrick and Loretta Swit, Ralph Macchio, And Seth from The Walking Dead. Yes, it's just amazing. And I had the honor of actually giving these people the birthday cakes. She did all the work. All I did was go out there and sing like a moron. But she, I mean, absolutely, Carolyn, you're like amazing. And we thank you for being a part of our show and being a sponsor. So, and Christian,
can we have Carolyn come up here?
So yeah, come on.
Give her social, all her socials. So
yes,
people know where
on.
To find her.
Give Carolyn a big. She just doesn't pay the bills. Come on.
Because she does post pictures of everything she makes too, and they are works of art.
Well, anyway, welcome to the show tonight. We got a lot of things going on.
I want Carolyn to tell them where they can find her.
Sorry, I already got yelled at enough today.
So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, both under Cares a Lot Confections. I will be posting photos sometime next week with the cakes that I have done and cakes I will be doing tomorrow as well. I can't announce that one yet, though.
It's classified right now.
Classified. Anyway, I wanted to eat one of the cakes, but I can't.
No.
Anyway, we got some special guests. Are they backstage? Are they ready to go?
They're right behind you.
Oh, my God. They're already here. So let's bring them up. Come on up.
Should we all scoot down one so that they can sit next to each other? Or?
No,
we can do that too.
Go on to both sides.
Okay.
Come on. We're short one. We don't know where one of our guests is.
Hi.
We talked already.
Nice to see you again.
And very nice to see you.
And would you want to tell everyone who you are, Pinky?
Hi, my name is Carl Weezer, and I'm an alcoholic.
Wait a minute. You're not Pinky?
Oh, I will be. Hi. These angry geeks have been kind enough to be not so angry as to invite yours truly. My name is Rob Paulson, and I am here with my dear friend Adam Wilson, and I am one of those lovely... lovely,
that
fortunate people who gets paid to do what used to get him in trouble in seventh grade. So I am here because I do funny cartoon voices, and these people have been kind enough to let me come up and hang out. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And Adam Wilson.
Hey, everybody. I'm Adam Wilson. I run a nonprofit called Compassion, and we manage and set up the sensory spaces at the con here every year. And it's such a huge con that we have two separate spaces in the building. So,
that's a big thing because when Jamie puts me in timeout, I have to go hang out there. But Adam doesn't allow me.
He's a disruption in there too. So,
yep.
So
absolutely.
Oh, my God. So we got a big night for you guys, man. We're going to play a lot of games. But I do want to put a disclaimer. If anybody throws up, it's Emily's fault because she's the new cast member. So it's her fault. So
it's not really her fault. I think you were the one that came up with this game.
I mean, that's true. What do you got to say to that? You're awfully quiet.
Is anybody here ready to spin the wheel, make the deal?
That's what I thought.
Okay. Oh, all right.
All right. Well, No. We're not going to do that already. I just want to make sure people have the courage to do it, because we still want to talk about the cause, Adam's cause. That's what we want to do. Oh. But I want to make sure people have the courage to play Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal.
Oh, okay.
And I do want to say that the prize packs were put together by producer Cody. Cody, you want to stand up? The prize pack, the mystery boxes were put together by Cody.
Some pretty great prize packs too.
Yeah, very good prize packs. And two of our prizes not in the prize pack were donated by CH Square Collectibles, one of our other sponsors. So make sure you come by and say that. So let's talk about a bit more of your cause.
Yes. So what Compassion is about having an appropriate space for people when they get overwhelmed. There's a lot of people, especially at cons, that might be neurodiverse, and there's also been, particularly since the pandemic, a lot of people who have found that they have kind of baseline anxiety. So at a huge con, like even at smaller cons, but at a huge con like this, you can get easily overwhelmed by people in close proximity. I mean, everybody here in this room has been in the con today, probably. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Gerbil tube, you know, back and forth. But it's, you know, it's easy for some people to get really overwhelmed, even just bright lights or too much noise. So what we aim to do is to create spaces at conventions so that people can go, they can relax and reset. And it can't just be quiet like a library. Some folks have to stimulate to be able to self-regulate themselves. So we have Lego and other building block things. And we have comfortable places to sit. We can lower the lights if we need to. We have climate controls. We can make it a little warmer or cooler if we have to. And it's just so that we give access to people that normally wouldn't be able to, like, survive the day here, because we want everybody to have all the fun they can have.
Yeah,
they want to do all the things, right? You guys all want to do all the things.
That's my favorite thing to say. All the things.
All the things. And Jamie's always right, so just remember that.
See, he's only been a winner for like 10 minutes, but I live it. So yeah, Jamie is always right, and Emily is starting to learn that. So Emily is like half right half the time, so yeah.
I try.
So what got you involved?
Adam and his beautiful wife Lynn and his incredibly handsome son Logan. I have been incredibly fortunate over the years to make my living essentially doing what got me in trouble in seventh grade, so thanks on behalf of Ninja Turtles and Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain and Jimmy Neutron and all that other stuff that I've been lucky enough to work on. I go to conventions, and I think the overwhelming aspect of the conventions, overwhelmingly positive aspect, is the utter inclusivity of this whole experience. I'm a big sports fan, hockey fan, and I don't care where you go to a hockey game or football game, somebody has a couple of beers and they're wearing the wrong jersey and you take a swing at them and they're outside. Never, ever in my 60 conventions that I've attended around the world have I ever seen a fight. Have I ever seen anyone thrown out? And look, there are a lot of folks walking around with ostensible weapons at these joints.
Well, you haven't been to one of our panels yet. Yeah, get ready.
But seriously, I have never seen it. I see people who are willing to help one another. I see, and obviously, many folks on the autism spectrum who come to these events, and they are particularly transfixed by Yakko Warner or Pinky or whomever. And that is the most profound compliment. And we often see people who may have a difficult time in life buying a Slurpee, but they come here and they're utterly included. No one looks sideways at them. Mom and dad, who are nothing short of heroes, who have to deal with the challenges of having young folks on the spectrum, come here and they can just say, oh my God, for a couple of days, everything is going to be an absolute blast. However, as Adam has pointed out, we also know that there are children and young adults who can be overwhelmed by the noise and the light and the this and the that and really, really fires up their anxiety. So my hero slash friend Adam has come up with Calm Passion and a way to accommodate people who otherwise might be a little overwhelmed in the main, rooms. So it has worked beautifully. He continues to champion the cause, and I get a chance to meet more people who get a kick out of me saying "Nerf" for whatever reason. And so it's win-win-win-win-win, and I'm incredibly flattered to and humbled to be part of this, Adam. It's and all of this, may I say, on behalf of all of us actors who get to come to these events, I've been making my living in L.A. for a long, long time. But to be able to come to these events and hear the extent to which these wacky cartoon characters connect with people at a really deep level. The things I hear about, man, you will never know what Ninja Turtles means to me, or you will never know what Animaniacs got me through. That's when I realized that my work is about way more than a paycheck. So we are very, very fortunate to be in our situations, and it is due to no other reason than you folks that we have people who are willing to watch. And so thank you from all of us, and thank you very much for supporting Adam and his mission to make sure that in keeping with this wonderful tradition that everybody is included and there's a place, even if it's a little bit quieter, that they can enjoy the relative madness of the whole con experience. And we're in the happy business, and so it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
This is a question I ask on another show that I'm on, but your very first convention that you've ever been at, what was it like to sign that very first autograph?
It was quite overwhelming. The very first convention I went to was San Diego Comic-Con in 1993. People don't know this, but I was the entertainment at the Last Supper. In those days, I was Shecky of Arimathea. Jesus, what a party that was. But I, we were actually promoting Animaniacs because it came out in the fall of 93. And I'll never forget, I play a character called Yakko Warner, and he does a lot, he gets to sing a lot of really cool songs, one of which is a song in which he kind of enumerates all the countries of the world. It's a really cool little cartoon. And so we premiered that that weekend in 1993, July of 93, and I'll never forget, there was a woman sitting in the front row. We were doing a Q&A at a big panel room, and she was dressed, I can only describe it as Patti LaBelle as a Klingon. Which is, if you think about it, is kind of redundant if you see how Patty dresses. And I'll never forget, we got done and we were taking questions and something like this. And yeah, I have a question for Rob. Yes, hi, thank you. That song with all the countries, did you improvise that? And I said, I did. I did. I did it in one take and I improvised it. I wish I could stay and talk, but I'm going to improvise a song about everybody who's ever played Major League Baseball in alphabetical order. And then I went down and we did a little signing, and it was quite remarkable. I had, before that, had experiences because Ninja Turtles, I was Raphael on the original Turtles, and that got a lot of love. But listen, the first time I signed an autograph is no different than the last autograph I signed today. It is never not an incredibly humbling experience. I have these sweet people who come up and say, you know, Mr. Paulson, I know you hear this all the time, and I stop them and I say, yeah, but it's the first time I've heard it from you. Oh. And I've had the great privilege of working with, you know, Mr. Spielberg on more than a number of occasions. And when I've had the great good fortune of seeing how people at the very top of their game, who can behave any way they want, they have all the money in the world, they have all the fame they want, they fly in private jets, they do this, they do that, and they choose to be decent, they choose to be very kind, they choose to seek people out and treat them as important as they perceive Mr. Spielberg to be. And that's how he is. So shame on me if I don't behave that way. And I have to tell you, by and large, the people who are in my side of the business, this is not to cast aspersions at, you know, the on-camera folks, but our gig is really more about bringing, you know, life to a character. It's not, we're not famous. It's the characters who are famous. So it is always quite humbling. And man, the day that I get tired of somebody asking for my autograph, that's when I'm going to take a big dirt nap. I'm done.
Animaniacs was like totally before its time.
Oh, thank you very much. You have excellent taste.
That was totally my favorite. One of my favorite shows.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, it's held up quite well, and we did a reboot recently for Hulu. We did a few, three seasons of Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain, in which I was the stupid one.
Who was my favorite?
Say again?
He was my favorite.
Oh, I knew I liked you right away. And look, that's just like having a superpower. All I have to do is say, Marv. And look at that, just the greatest. So, yeah, thank you. It's quite a good show, and the music is outrageous. I've gotten to sing songs that are every bit as complex and entertaining as Sondheim. You know, I consider Animaniacs to be sort of like cartoon Sondheim. It's remarkable stuff.
Yeah, Animaniacs definitely pushed the edge.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, that was the idea. In fact, I have to tell you, the edict from Mr. Spielberg at the beginning was, look, we're going to do Looney Tunes. We're going to not condescend to the audience. We're going to assume that if they don't get it now, they'll get it later. And the kids will like it when we drop an anvil on Barney, and the adults will get jokes 25 years from now, and I'll be damned. He was absolutely right. The overarching takeaway from most of the times that I do...